You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. So David is about to become a hero. He's going to become a hero of war and a hero of faith. And he makes a decision. He chooses for his weapon in this crucial moment 5 smooth stones. And I just want to learn something from 5 smooth stones. There were more glamorous options. He was offered something much more impressive. Going back up to verse 38, then Saul clothed David with his armor and put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped a sword over his armor and tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. So David put them off. He was offered the armor of the king. He rejects it and says, I think I'll just go with 5 smooth stones. And you know what happens next? There's a song. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round, and round and round and round. And that's where the song repeats itself unnecessarily. It makes you dizzy. And if you're writing songs, your lyrics don't have to say everything. They don't have to record every rotation of the sling, but this song does. And about the time you're tired of that, it tells us that one of the stones went up in the air, and the giant came tumbling down. And we have that truth in Scripture in verse 48 and 49. It says, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward him in the battle line. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. So David's smooth stone works. And what can we learn from smooth stones? It is not that smooth stones gain the victory. The battle was not won because he picked the right stone. If you go up just a bit, verse 43, we see some dialogue, some battle dialogue. You know, before every great scene, they have to talk, you know, add to the drama. And the giant and David talk. And the Philistine says to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And we have a stereotype of big people being dumb, and it's not true. There's no correlation between size and IQ, but this giant looks kind of dumb because David is coming at him, and we know what he's coming with, 5 smooth stones. And he says, they're sticks and stones are not the same thing. Maybe David picked up some sticks too, so we could give him some credit. But here he thinks, you're coming at me with sticks. And the point is not that he's dumb, but that he's noticing David is not coming with a sword and shield and armor. And he's a laughing matter to him. First of all, you're way outsized, you're way outmatched, and you're not even coming with armor. So David clarifies. He says, the giant says to him, I'm going to feed you to the birds of the air. And David says, you come to me with sword and with spear and with javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And then it gets kind of graphic, so I'll skip to verse 47. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hand. So it's clear it wasn't the smooth stone that killed the giant. It's the power of God. And that's where you expect me to stop, because there's a great moral there. Hey, guys, it's not our effort. It's not our tools. It's not our resources. It's not our advantages. It's always the power of God, and it's true. And I love that message. I want to go a little bit further in noticing that the power of God works through the preparation of David. No, it wasn't that David prepared in a way so that he can claim the victory. He's giving all the credit to God, but the power of God prepared David. It was God's power that got him ready, and that's how God won the victory in that moment. He had developed David to be ready for that moment. He prepares us with skill, with character traits, so that when difficult experiences come, there might be some really simple resources in front of us, like smooth stones, and we can leverage simple resources because we've been prepared to have a massive impact. So God was working. His power gained the victory, not just by guiding a stone, but by developing a person. He develops us, and there is great victory with little resources. So here's the preparation. If you go back up, this is all in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, and I'm going up to verse 34. Just before this, Saul looks at him and says, you can't go against this guy. He's been fighting and preparing for war since the youth. So he's saying, hey, he has preparation. And David counters that and says, well, I do too. So David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear, he took a lamb. And if the lion or the bear took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And I don't want to get close to the mouth of a lion or bear. He delivers his sheep out of the mouth of a lion or bear. And it says, and if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. And that's exactly what happened. He went, and the Lord was with him because the Lord had prepared him to be ready for this moment. So he goes, picks up 5 smooth stones. There's nothing remarkable about the smooth stones. There is something remarkable about the preparation that God has done in David for this moment. So contrast, the 5 smooth stones, they're tools. They're tools used. And just contrast this tool, 5 smooth stones, with a smartphone. So smartphones can do powerful things even in the hands of dumb people. Smooth stones do nothing unless they're in the hands of a skilled person. Smooth stones don't have apps. They don't have microphones. They can't send messages. They don't know what your heart rate is. They're just hunks of stone. But in the hand of someone who's been prepared to be skilled with these things, they can do incredible things. The point is, God develops us. And he doesn't develop us by clothing us in heavy armor that we're not used to wearing, we're not used to working in. He develops us so that when we are stripped of everything else, we just have him and the preparation that he's put into us, we can show up for the moment. I love it. God brings us to difficult things, and it's like we are unarmed, but we've been prepared. We have a character and a skill set and a faith that we can face that moment, and we can have confidence. If you come at me with all this stuff, and I just have this dumb stone, but it's in the hand of someone prepared by God for this moment. So just trying to apply it to our life, you're probably not going to use smooth stones to do great work for God. Maybe you will. But most likely, we need to translate this. So maybe your 5 smooth stones are 5 minutes. 5 minutes when someone is willing to be vulnerable in conversation with you. And they're just 5 minutes. We waste those all the time in mindless things. 5 minutes are nothing. Like they're pointless, like smooth stones. They're powerless. But they're 5 minutes that are given to you and 5 minutes that someone is ready. And you could show up and you could waste the 5 minutes. You could not know what to do. But if your heart is prepared to be a good listener, to be perceptive, to have wisdom, to be someone who follows the nudges of the Holy Spirit, you could leverage those 5 minutes into an influence that could change their life. 5 minutes are the simple resources right in front of you, but simple resources in the hands of someone who's been prepared can do great things. So maybe your five smooth stones are five decisions. And decisions are simple. They don't make themselves. There's nothing powerful in a decision. It's not even a decision until you make it a decision. Decisions are powerful when you make the right one at the right time. And you only do that when you've been prepared by God to be ready for that moment, to know what God's wisdom would choose in this difficulty in front of you. Maybe your five smooth stones are five words, life-changing words that you're ready to share in the right moment with the right tone of voice, not because you've memorized them or have a script, these big words they got to say, but because God has been developing you into a person who could speak into someone's life right when they need it, and you felt this is the moment, these are the words, and you made a difference in their life. And it was all the power of God. And it wasn't the power of God in the moment to make you into some eloquent person just like this. It was the power of God developing you day by day, decision by decision, so that you were ready with simple resources right in front of you to speak into someone's life. I mean, they're minimal resources, but an incredible God behind them. Because it is not the quality of the resources that makes the difference. It's the quality of the development of the person who uses those resources that makes the difference. So God is doing something in you right now, and you might not see the victory right now. In fact, you probably don't, but you will never see the victory if you don't let him do the work now, because it is the preparation where the power of God is working. The impact that I make in this world is determined by the preparation that God makes in me, not by the quality of resources that I come across. So it wasn't just one little stone that went into the sling and went round and round and killed the giant. It was an accumulation of decisions. And for David, there were decisions to be disciplined, decisions to be faithful, decisions to practice, decisions to test his faith and find God's faithful. It was years of development. So he defeats a lion. He defeats a bear. He sees that God is faithful. It's so much more than a sling and a stone. For every one smooth stone, there's countless preparations that God puts us through. So many people were gathered there. There was two armies. There's the Philistines and the Israelites, and any one of them could have picked up the stones. They didn't see the stones. They didn't think of the stones as weapons. See, we get to look at other people's lives and we see their big break where they make a difference, they do something, and we say, I just didn't have that opportunity. But we need to flip it. We had countless opportunities. And if we don't take those opportunities, we will not see the opportunity. So David took time after time the opportunities of preparation that God gave him. So in the moment, he saw rocks. Everyone else just saw a landscape. He saw rocks and he says, there's an opportunity. This is what I need. And he didn't think, this is my opportunity. He said, that stuff in the past, all of that, that was my opportunity and I took it. So now I'm able to see I have an opportunity here to make a difference for the army of God, for the name of God. Being prepared is not about getting a lucky break and getting a great opportunity. It's about taking every opportunity for God to develop us so that when the opportunity comes, we see it and we walk into it. The victory is not gained with one smooth stone, but with 10 years of patience, with day after day of effort and learning, with receiving God into our heart. See, to be used by God, our focus must shift from accomplishment to development. It is not about what I can pull off in this moment. It's about cumulative receiving from God over and over the things he's putting into my life, what he's speaking into me to create me into someone who can show up in a moment in a powerful way. So all the battles belong to the Lord. He gets all the credit, and David gave him that. But here's what I'm seeing. Here's how God's speaking to me. Here's how what I want you to see. He is using his power to gain the victories of the future by preparing you in the present. The growth you're experiencing today in obscurity, no one else sees it, and you think it's very little, but the growth you're experiencing today will one day be God's method for gaining victory. It will not be covered in fancy armor. It'll just be you and really simple resources, but it'll be you with an accumulation of God's blessing and gift that you know you can show up and trust the God who gave every gift along the way. You can trust that God to be present with you in that moment. He might give you a simple resource like a smooth stone, but you know that he has power because you've seen his power over and over again preparing you for moments like this. That speaks to me. How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Well, I want to thank you for listening to Speak, Lord. And I recognize that I did not put a Speak, Lord episode out for a whole long time. I put a few out that were reruns, but I have not recorded a Speak, Lord episode since like 6 weeks ago. And I just did other things. Don't have excuses. I just did other things. But one thing I did just now, that was a long episode, and it was the first time I've ever just spoke and didn't do any cuts or edits. It was like it was live. I just did it. And that's one of the things I decided to do to make the process of sharing Speak, Lord episodes a little bit faster for me. So it might be a little less polished, and it might be, I might have stumbled a few times like I'm doing right now, but it takes a lot less time to edit. So what I'm doing is I'm going to try this. I'm going to try just sharing like I'm doing, and I'm looking at the time and realizing when I just share, it gets a little bit longer, so I might need to work on that. But what I hope, I'll try it for a while, and I'll see what you think, and I'll see what I think as I listen back. What I hope is that it's not just more time efficient for me, but that my heart comes out in it a little bit more, because it's not something that I'm agonizing over each word. So thank you so much for listening, and I haven't forgotten about Speak, Lord, and I'm back. And you can find all of our episodes if you just look for Speak, Lord, wherever you find podcasts, or by visiting PastorRyanRogers.com.